as I promised, on the phone with me this morning, David Doris. Good morning, David.
What's going on, Logan?
Good to talk to you, man.
Buddy.
Good, good, good. It's
awesome.
We've been spinning your music here for a while, man, but we've just never been able to catch up to you. And
well, I apologize. Most of that's my fault, man. Sure appreciate you guys playing it, man. I'm glad it's still blessing people out there.
Yes, sir. Now, for some folks who don't know, and I know a little bit, I don't know a whole lot, but probably a lot of the reason you were on the road at the time, I guess, I don't know if you're still on the road, but you also work with Palmetto State Quartet, correct?
Yeah, I was with those guys. Larry Strickland hired me in 2009, and I'd resigned the church. I've been pastoring, you know, for about 20 years at the time. And I'm not that old, man. I just started kind of young, but, you know, and had a bad get off with the church, man. And it's just, that's just the nature of the beast, man. When
sure.
you're in the ministry, it's inevitable and going to happen because people are people and religion's religion, man. And so I'd always written a lot of songs, you know, and had compiled some and was trying to put together a CD of that one which you have there now. And just had a lot of people, a lot of supporters, you know, so into the project. And so I had just finished up with that project when I came, you know, when I got out of full-time pastorate and was touring around and met up with Larry and was doing open deal there in mm-hmm. Athens or something like that. And Athens, Texas. And those guys were headlining and came on, you know, and
right.
dudes heard me sing and they were needing a baritone singer. And so, you know, flew me up to Nashville and started hanging out with them and going, you know, went and cut a couple albums. And
right.
Went on the road, did that for about 2 years, man. But it, you know, it's pretty tough out there, man. It,
yeah.
I've had teenagers and I'm married to a woman for 20 years, man. And that was going to come undone, man, if I was still rolling at the same speed I was
right,
rolling.
Right,
so
right, right.
That kind of came to an end. But it was sure a good time, man. We had some fun doing that, that's for sure.
Now, that was predominantly Southern gospel, correct? When you were with those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, your solo project reflects none of that at all.
No, I know. It doesn't. No, it just reflects, man. I grew up, you know, my daddy was a preacher, granddaddy was a preacher, and I did everything in the world not to be a preacher. You know, that's the last thing I wanted to do, man. I'm serious, man.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we, you know, I was in country music, man. Listen, I was spinning 45s of Waylon and Willie and Hank Jr. and grew up with Skinner and, you know, Molly Hatchet.
Sure.
And listened to a lot of Judas Priest and rock and roll and, you know, stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
And so I love the combination of country and rock and, excuse me.
Yeah.
And just really, that's kind of, you know, that was always my vein, man, where I like to be. And,
well, on your song "Train of Life," you can hear you can
guitars, man.
You can hear that, man.
Like well, I ride Harleys too, man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I get dirt bikes and stuff, and so I like something, man. It wants me to get a handful of throttle, you know.
Right, right, right.
And rip down, you know. A cat just texted me and Twittered me, followed me because you're spinning "Train of Life," and that was such a fun song. And it just kind of, you know, metamorphosized right before our eyes because
right.
I was thinking, you know, Freebird and let's
yeah.
rip this thing, man.
It's the Freebird
so,
of Christian country music.
That's what I
want
to listen to when I'm, you know, ripping down the highway
right.
at 75. You know, I try to keep the speed limit.
Of course, man. Of course. Yeah, Texas is a great state. 75 miles an hour on those back roads, man. First time I was able to drive there,
Texas,
man.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is cool. These folks get it down here, man.
But we, you know, I was able to put that project together, thankfully. And I think I wrote all the songs, but two, you know, and still written a lot of country music when I was up in Nashville and wrote with some people like Leslie Satcher and may not recognize her name. She wrote the title cut called Troubadour for George Strait's, you know, album back
yeah,
there,
yeah.
a few years later. And man, I've got a whole suitcase, man, full of great songs I'd love to record, you know, and put out another project. I'm sorry. And I'm looking for that now. I still, you know, I preach that every Sunday, but, you know, I wrote a song, again with Leslie, called The Pulpit of the Guitar, man. And
oh, wow.
It's really just talking about, you know, how, you know, daddy weren't no saint and never read the Bible, but he'd get up, you know, in a honky tonk, man, and pull out his guitar and sing "I Saw the Light," man. You know, he did more ministering behind a pulpit of a guitar. And that was something, you know, I'd said, I've been to Africa and Honduras, man, and
Right.
traveled all over and preached the gospel. And it seems like I've been able to see more people saved behind the pulpit of the guitar than the pulpit of the church. And that's kind of where that came from, you know.
Yes, sir.
Maybe one day I'll be able to get you something, man. I hope.
Yeah,
Trying to
man.
raise these, I got teenagers, man, and a boy in college, you know, up at Belmont University as a music business major.
Right.
And so we, you know, it just, man, when you're pastoring the church and raising kids, man, there's just not enough to go around, you know, for a $10,000 project, you know. And
Sure. Oh, definitely.
that's because I know some people, you know. That's Stu, you know, got some great friends up in
Right,
Nashville, and
right.
Larry and Naomi Judd, and was, you know, we traveled with the PSQ, Palmetto State, man, you know, because Larry's married to Naomi, and so I took care of their farm,
Oh,
and
wow.
just, you know, was really in the mix of that. And we also went and did backup vocals, you know, for that last encore tour, and for the Judds, which was really cool. And we always backed up Winona, you know. She always had a lot of local events, and the
Right.
Christmas events was a big time. And so really got to meet a lot of fine
Well,
people, man.
I didn't know
And
Larry
just,
was married to Naomi. I just found out something
yeah,
today, man. Wow.
yeah, that'll give you some good Google time, you know. You'll be able to find out all
Yeah.
kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, man, you're quite the guitar picker too, brother. I seen a little video of you backstage ripping some licks off and on
Oh
that
man, I'm
acoustic,
not
man.
nothing like everybody else, you know. My son, you know, he's a guitar player, man. And I had this great Martin J65 Maple, man, when I was in the country music business back in 90, 95, I guess, 94, 95, about when my son was born. And after I married my wife, my brother took my truck and my guitar. I had a great little Takamine that I'd purchased, man, in college. And so, you know, nickel and dime
Right.
saved. That thing got stolen, you know. I had my truck and my guitar. And so my manager bought me this Martin. It was about a, I don't know, $2,500, $3,000 guitar at the time. Never could have thought about having that. But long story short is my son was playing. We were riding motocross, and we were always ending up in the hospital and broken legs and broken bones and busted ribs
Yeah.
and all that. And so I started pushing the guitar on him, you know, and I'm telling him to play, because, you know, you go at this, you're going to be an old man at 25. And so, you know, he took the guitar, started playing, and I basically told him, I said, "Son," he said, "Daddy," he said, "can I have that guitar?" I said, "You can pry it out of my cold, dead hand, or you can earn it, you know." And I said, "As soon as you can play better than your old man," I said, "I'll give you that guitar." Well, I gave it to him about 16, you know. He just ran it off the rest, man. So you
That's
can Google
awesome.
him, man, some Dagan Darst, and
Dagan Darst,
phenomenal
okay.
guitar player, again, doing music business up there in Nashville and Belmont, you know. And so, you know, he's teaching me some things. Hopefully I can teach him some things. You know, hopefully through that little album, you know, it was always
Right.
just, I was totally raised the money, man, 100%, you know, of people just giving it. And just, I've given more away than I've sold, I think. And
Yeah.
just pray that, you know, that little message that you know, people can just hear the gospel and have a good time, man, and get cranked up about Jesus, you know. And
Amen.
that's the kind of way we roll down here. We got a little biker ministry, you know, that we're working and building right now. And man, I love people, man. It's got full sleeves, you know, bones in their nose, blue hair, whatever it is,
Sure,
you know.
sure.
I want all these people, man, that the establishment church doesn't want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
That's
man.
going, you know, there's a
Exactly.
lot of stuff going on in politics, you know, and people's ticked off at the establishment. Well, same thing's going on in Christianity, you know. People are upset at the establishment, the institution, the organization of the church. It's not the church. It's not brick and mortar.
Sure.
I'm the church. You're the church.
Right.
But man, there's so many people that just fed up with this idea of Christianity that is so, you know, mixed with the law. And you know, the law brings condemnation, but you know, grace and truth, you know, that came through Jesus Christ brings liberty and freedom. And
Amen.
And they called me a hyper grace preacher, and I didn't know there's any other kind, you know. But I spent a lot of time, you know, after I got saved by grace, you know, everybody's saying, all right, now you got to live by the law. And I'm so stinking confused and mad and ticked off. And,
right.
You know, and that's what religion does, man.
Sure.
And,
absolutely.
It makes you bitter and makes
absolutely.
You mean. It makes it impossible to please God. You always think thunderbolts are going to drop out of the sky at any minute, you know, and split your skull wide open because
sure.
God's so ticked off at you because you're such a rotten sinner, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. Oh, man,
all
listen.
All that condemnation and fear and judgment.
Yeah.
And, man, finally got free with that, man. I realized, hey, man, God loves me.
Yeah,
because of Jesus.
It took
and
me a
it's
while.
It's all about the finished work, Logan.
Yeah.
All about the finished work, man.
It took.
It's all what Jesus has done. When he said it was finished,
it's
you know,
finished.
He meant everything, dude.
Yeah, he did.
And,
he did.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, the Bible says in Colossians also, they took the handwriting requirements that was against me and he nailed them to the cross. You know, disarm powers and principalities.
Yeah.
It says in Hebrews, he says he is, you know, he offered himself once and for all a sacrifice for sin. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. And then he says, my sins and lawless deeds, he remembers no more. You know, so many Christians are come clawing up to the altar every Sunday morning asking God to forgive them of their sin. And God's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, I don't even know what you're talking about. The old Spears, you remember that gospel group, the Spears?
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I sure do.
You remember they had that old song, What Sins Are You Talking About?
Right.
I don't remember them anymore.
Yeah.
From the book of life, they've all been torn out.
Yeah.
I don't remember them. Killer song, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just kind of where we're at. And, man, the truth of the gospel is the good news. It
Amen.
Really is good news.
Amen.
God loves people, man.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he loves, I don't care where folks are at, and they're driving down the road right now, you know, and just feeling like a big pile of, you know, something I stepped in on the bottom of my shoe, you know.
Yeah, right.
I just feel just undone, man. You know, the truth of the gospel is that, you know, Jesus did all the work, man. And
sure.
The Bible says the propitiation, big word, basically the Father absolved, you know, Jesus absorbed the sin of man.
Yes.
And the Father absolved the sin of man.
Amen.
That his wrath has been satisfied. You know, that God's not mad at you, man.
Whoever
you are, man. You know, God loves you. I told a lady the other day, I said, God loves you so much, man. I said, if you had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. You know, God's crazy about people. He loves people. That goes back to the 3:16 of John.
Sure,
you know?
Sure, man.
I need another cup of coffee, man. I don't have nothing to say.
Yeah, no, man.
I'm all wound up.
Yeah, it's good, bro. You keep on going, man. Everything you're saying is true, man. It took me a while. Once I really started working on my relationship with Christ, man, it took me a while to realize that God wasn't standing over me with a big stick waiting to slap me upside the head every time I stepped out of line or every time I fell or every time I thought I didn't get it right. And, man, what a horrible God to serve if that's how you think of
wow.
God that way, you know?
Well, that's life under the law, you know, Logan.
Exactly.
That's what the establishment's taught us. In order to control us, you know, people don't like grace, man, because it eliminates the control of religious institutions, and it trusts, you know, it trusts Jesus to take care of people.
Sure.
You know, I just, you know, people say, "What do you think about that?" I said, "Man, or a person or whatever." You know, it's just I'm not the savior, man.
Right, right.
I don't, you know, I'm not the savior, bro.
No.
You know, he saved me.
Yeah.
You know, I know who I am and what I was, you know.
Exactly.
What I still am and what I still struggle with.
Sure.
And, you know, God saves who he wants to save, and he don't need my permission.
No, he
doesn't. And I'm certainly not the standard of righteousness, you know. And the Bible says in Romans in 5 that the righteousness, verse 17, is the free gift. It gives me the free gift of righteousness.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not about keeping the law. He did that. You know, we have a Bible study this morning with a bunch of men. And I've been trying to periscope that. I don't know some folks, man, and Twitter followers, man. And, but we stream live every Sunday morning in our services. You know, you can go to YouTube.com / Trinity Church Palestine. We start 10:45 and still got archived on our YouTube church page. If anybody wants to check out some of the stuff that's flinging and flying. We have a good time in church.
Definitely, man.
I really do. I mean, when you start getting free, man, you realize that you're not under the microscope, like you said, and God's like, got a, you know, got a hairpin, you know, he's got a crosshairs on you,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
And, man, you start getting free and just realize God loves you and the work's done, man. You can, yeah, you can really enjoy, man,
sure,
a relationship with God.
I say it all the time, man. That's where the freedom's at. When your will becomes His will and you really love the Lord and want to do what He wants done, that's where all the freedom's at, man.
And it's even, to me, it's even going deeper than that, Logan. And because I, every day I don't, you know, ever, just be honest, you know, they just, I have days, man, where I don't want to do nothing, man. You know, I don't want to be that big happy guy. I don't want to, you know, I don't feel like lifting my hands and praising the Lord. And
sure,
I miss it some days, you know.
Right.
I don't walk a straight line, man. I bounce from ditch to ditch, it seems like. And that's a human experience, and that's humanity. And you know, I tell people all the time. I said, you know, I'm Christianity's like being bipolar, you know. And one old Indian said it best. He said it. Guy asked him when he got saved. He said, "What's it like being saved?" He said, "It's like two dogs fighting within me."
Yeah.
He said, "One black dog, one white dog." He said, "Which one wins?" He said, "The one I say sick 'em to, and the one I feed the most."
Right. That's exactly right.
And you know, sometimes that old fleshly dog, man, I feed him too much.
Sure.
You know, or he wants to do his own thing. He wants to break a chain and go and live like a hellion again. And that's just, I've got this old man. And you know, God's not going to fix the old man. He's going to totally abolish it.
Right.
And I'm going to get a brand new body, a brand new mind.
Amen.
God's not going to kind of like, you know, do a Chip Foose makeover, do like overhaul.
Sure.
Man, love that
sure.
show.
Yeah.
And God's not going to overhaul my flesh.
No, you know? Man.
So I got a battle going on. But the deal is going back to, man, that I know that because of Jesus, because of the finished work,
right,
not because of my obedience. The Bible says that we, in you know, it says the, talking about, I think, chapter 10, 2 Corinthians 10, 5, something like that. But, you know, it talks about the until you come into perfect obedience. Well, perfect obedience is my faith in the perfect obedience of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, my confidence is not in my, you know, all right, I know God loves me and I want to really please Him because I want to live a good life. I agree with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that what happens on the day you don't do it.
Right.
You know, then here comes the condemnation again. Here comes the guilt again. Here comes all that junk again.
Sure.
Because we try to mix the law in, you know, and that's the establishment way of thinking, you know. But when I sin, when I screw up, man, when I fall, you know, I come to Jesus, not begging forgiveness because He has. I come to the Father thanking Him for Jesus. Thanking Him that my sins and lawless deeds He remembers no more. Thanking Him for the blood, man,
yeah,
that totally has liberated me. And thanking Him that, you know, the Bible says I've been sat down in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Man, that's already happened from God's perspective.
Sure.
So it's faith. It's seeing myself from the Father's eyes instead of the mirror of my own, you know.
Exactly.
And I got to see myself as God sees me. And He sees me through faith in the finished work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if He sees me that way, then I probably need to start looking at myself that way.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, you know, when the devil comes to me and said, "Man, you're such a screw up," dude, I can say, I'm standing in the finished work because from Christ's perspective, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And people would look at my life and say, "No, you're not." I said, "Well, that's not for you to decide, is it?"
Right, right. That's exactly,
you know,
right.
Yeah. Jesus has made that declaration, not me. And so that is really changing my life, Logan, man, is just to know that, you know, if I don't look at myself through my own efforts and because I do love God, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I had a deal for country music, man, in 25 and had a manager and several record labels in Nashville that were ready to sign, and I had started preaching. God changed my heart, man.
Oh, wow.
And I gave up, you know. I thought He was going to send the mafia after me after they raised $250,000, man. So let's go. And I'm like, man, I got to preach the gospel, dude. And
wow.
And you know, he didn't bless me. I can promise you that, man.
Yeah.
You know, a little cursing going on. I didn't get any blessings that day, but the Lord has blessed me,
Amen, man.
You know, in more ways than I can ever imagine. I got the greatest job in the world, man. I get to preach the gospel, man. I get to tell people, you know, that God's made a way for them. So I'm just grateful, man, for that. The Lord's been good, and looking forward to see what comes down the road. I'd love to do some more music, you know, sure would. And
yeah.
Got a great church, man, and give me a lot of liberty, and used to do concerts and stuff all the time, but you know, I kind of got to be in church almost every Sunday. So. Wednesdays and anything else, man. For booking and folks that they're interested, you know, my website is, I've just updated, you know, because everything's got to be compatible with Google.
Sure.
YouTube, you know, but folks can contact me through Facebook or through my webpage, daviddarsh.org. And I just apologize. My web guy, man, just totally put a new template on it. And that's what I'm doing this week is just is dialing it up. But there's plenty of information on daviddarsh.org, man, that folks can contact me or what have you. I mean, just Google. I'm not the David Darst, the big financial guru.
Yeah, I've seen him come up as well, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, but I'm in there, man. So you can find me, and if folks are interested, man, I'd love to throw a, you know, over that iron horse, man, and ride a few hours, man, and go do some music, man. That'd be a blessing. For sure.
I tell you what, brother, you ain't but 4 hours away from here. I don't know if you know that or not. So,
yeah, I know, man. I need to head over to Louisiana, baby.
I tell you what,
I need
man.
To get over there and get me some boudin.
Yeah, we hook you up, man. I would love
All right.
for you to do an unplugged one time, man. That would just be so awesome.
That'd be fun, man.
Here.
I need to see what I'll probably do, Logan. You know my buddy. You know my buddy Justin Todd Herod, man.
I do, man.
And so Justin is also a co-pastor with me at this church, and we're doing this biker church together. So. What I'm gonna do, man, I'm just gonna get him, and we're gonna get some bare bones equipment, man. Or if you could even provide a couple guitars for us, man.
Well, let's see. Man, I got about 8 guitars hanging on the wall here.
But I can only play one at a time.
So you
Justin could play 2 at a time.
You could take your pick, man. We got plenty of them here, dude.
We'll just ride over there, man. That'd give us a good reason, man, to head that way.
Yeah.
Man. We'll just ride over there and come and do a little. You know, unplugged deal, man, with you, and do some of his songs, some of my songs, some of your songs, man. Just have a good old time, man.
Well, man, I would really love that. Now, Justin, we've been playing Justin's music, and we tweet with him sometimes, but he ain't never came over here, man. He keeps saying he's gonna come,
and
I can't even get him to call. I can't even get him to call in, man.
That boy right there trying to lasso that guy. He's busier than a one-legged man, and. My daddy said in a butt kicking contest.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm working with him, man.
Yeah.
I had to bring him, you know, I'm trying to get him calmed down. You know, he's 50 years old. That sucker's charging like crazy, but I get him over there, man. We'll come together.
That would make an awesome unplug, man. It really would. Both of y'all here would be phenomenal. And like I said, yeah, you could ride the Harleys on down here, man, because we got plenty of git fiddles on the wall. And,
All right, got
some choices,
well,
that'd
man. That'd be a fun trip, man.
We got some decent
ones.
Might
have to crash at your place, though. I don't know. You know, we're pretty,
hey,
pretty low key, man.
Listen,
we're not high rollers, man.
No, listen here, brother. We got the HLE suite now. I don't know. You probably not even familiar.
You know,
with what we're
I
doing.
Thought I heard something about that, man. That'd be awesome.
We have a room now attached. It's the next building over. I mean, the buildings are connected, but. Man, we have a full shower, bathroom, bedroom, lounging area. We're still working on the lounging area, but all that other stuff's fixed. Man, we'll put y'all up, brother. That's what it's for.
All right.
It won't
all
cost
right.
you
well,
nothing,
it's a
man.
Done deal, man. We just need to find a day, man, and put something on the calendar.
Yeah. Unfortunately, man, all the unplugged dates are starting next year. We're already booked for the end of the year, till the end of the year.
Cool. Well,
but,
like I said, man.
Maybe.
Still,
But if y'all gonna ride, we'd have to do it.
We'd
have to do it in a warm month if you're gonna ride over here. But y'all should come before
man,
that. Y'all should come,
man. I got chaps.
Y'all should come and host a morning show, and y'all should just do that, man.
That'd be fun, man.
Come over here, and because I know a lot of people now are gonna be looking up David Darst and daviddarsh.org and finding out more about him, and that's usually what happens, man. Once we get somebody on here. But I have enjoyed your project, brother. We like I said, we've been playing it ever since we got it. It took me a while to get the rest of it. You just one of those hard guys to get a hold of. Not as hard as JTH, man, but hard enough.
Yeah, Jay. Yeah, he's hard to lasso. I will work on him, man. I'll see him right here in about a few minutes, man. We've got a little men's Bible study, man. We do on Tuesday, and the Lord's just really blessed. And we're talking about the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
Rattling about the finished work.
Sure.
It's finished work theology, man.
Right. Right.
It's really changing, believers. And really giving us that type, what Jesus said in John 10:10, abundant life, man. And that God loves me, man.
Amen.
He loves
brother.
Me and he
Amen.
Loves you. And he's done, he did for you and he did for me what we couldn't do for ourselves.
That's right, brother. That's
and
right.
He didn't save you and say, go be perfect. And
nope.
People, I know I can hear him right now, what about the lady that he said, go that way and sin no more? Well, whose perspective did he say that from? I mean, she had a lot of baggage, man.
Right.
You think she didn't run in with some old man beater, and cuss him? You think she just lived perfect from that point on? That's not what he said.
No.
But what Jesus was doing is go sin no more. He said, what I'm fixing to do for you on the cross is going to be sufficient.
Sure.
Don't go hang out with them people again that got you in this predicament.
Right.
And don't drink and drive, basically. You're going to happen, You can get locked up again. So, it's not be perfect. It's, trust in the work that he's done to perfect you.
Amen.
And that's what, what she did and what I do, But man, Lord's just blessing. And I appreciate you, buddy. I apologize to everybody, man, that was tuning in last time, and I dropped the ball.
That's all right, brother.
I almost dropped the ball again this morning, man.
Yeah,
when God was passing out brains, man, speaking of train life, God was passing out brains. I thought he said trains and asked for a slow south. That baby,
yeah.
I just laid back, drifting down, huh?
Listen, man. Before I let you go, brother, tell, because we have listeners all over Texas and all around your area, man. But let them know, man, about your church and what you got going on, how they can get over there if they want to participate and visit with you, man.
Yeah, it's real simple. I mean, it's first. I point everybody to the webs. I've been in tech, man, for about. I built my first computer, man. 20 years ago, and with a box of parts, and so I've been in tech. Love tech. I don't spend as much time as I used to, but everybody can go to the church webpage. That's trinitychurchpalestine.com.
Okay.
And all our information is there, links to everything, to everybody, JTH to me, and link it with my website, all our Facebook and Twitter and YouTube account, and everything is can be contacted through that. Or, and my numbers, the church numbers there, my cell phone number, 903-330-3123. All that stuff's there. Send a text or go Twitter or go Facebook, friend, like. All that stuff, same thing you use. We're connected in this world today. And I think it's one of the greatest opportunities, man, for us to spread the gospel, utilizing, technology. I think if the Apostle Paul was alive today, he'd probably, have a full sleeve tattoo, ponytail, riding a Harley with a laptop, what I'm saying? And,
right.
And riding around and meeting people, man, and sharing the gospel and blogging and, doing webcasts and stuff. He would do everything, to get the gospel out there. And so that's just kind of the approach I take, I know it's a little, but like you said, you listen to my music, man, you got a lot of heavy guitar, man, a lot of great drums, a lot of driving sounds, man. And so that's just, I've learned, I can be that guy.
Yep.
And God can use that guy.
Amen,
brother. For the last 20 years, the establishment's tried to tell me, dude, you can't do that. You can't be that guy, man. And that was the Southern Baptist. And no, I'm not saying Southern Baptists are bad. I'm saying, I was a Southern Baptist. I'm a third generation Baptist. So I think I qualify to say some stuff about Baptists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put my dues in, Hoss. But I love my Baptist brothers, but it's not about Baptist, man. It's not about Methodist. It's not about Presbyterian. Not about Assembly of God. It's about Jesus. It's
Amen.
About the finished work,
that's exactly right.
And, we're a non-denominational church. But if anybody, if that appeals or resonates with anybody, love to communicate, love to talk with folks, love to communicate, just love to share the gospel and the good news, man, of the finished work, what Jesus has done. So, anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me, you know, the best way, again, through daviddarsh.org or trinitychurchpalestine.com.
Awesome, brother. Man, thank you so much, David, for taking time and calling in with us, brother. Of course, we're going to continue to spin your music, and sure we'll stay in contact
it.
A little bit more, hopefully, now that we made the initial contact. And
well, again, apologize, man, for dropping the ball out. I appreciate
it's
you.
No problem.
Give me another shot, man.
No problem. Man, I'm going to take us out with some David Doris, When You Can't Get to Him. That's my favorite song off the project, off the CD, man.
Get it, man.
I love it, man. Brother, be blessed, and thank you again, man.
Thank you, boss. Love you, dude. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.